What behaviors in infants and toddlers may indicate an emotional or mental health problem?
So when we look for behaviors that might be a red flag for emotional or mental health problems, there are a couple of different categories. First, as we were just talking about temper tantrums, research shows that extreme, prolonged, repetitive, or dangerous temper tantrums can be associated with mental health problems, and those deserve some more attention. We also pay attention to children who don't seem to use their parents as a source of comfort when they're distressed, or even if they are in their parents' arms, are really difficult to soothe. These children may be showing us that they don't have a picture in their mind of their parent or caregiver as someone who's going to be able to keep them safe or comfort them. On the opposite end of that spectrum, pay attention to children who don't use their caregiver or their parent when they're in new situations, children who are overly friendly, extremely sociable, especially children who have already had traumatic experiences or neglectful experiences in their life, so children who may have been in an institution and now adopted, or children who may have had other difficult caregiving experiences. In terms of thinking about emotions, one of the important things that we always think about with young children is joyfulness. If we see a child who really just doesn't seem to enjoy anything, doesn't show excitement with exploring new toys, doesn't show joy when interacting with other people, that's a sign that we need to pay attention to and explore a little bit further in terms of whether they're able to do that. Two other things we look for are extreme fearfulness, so fearfulness that interferes with having experiences that would be typical for the child, so that interfere with, for example, participating in family gatherings, or that are so extreme that the parent can't keep a job because the child can't go to childcare. That kind of fearfulness or anxiety does need to be explored further because it may be a sign that the child has extreme anxiety. And lastly, one of the challenges that can be exacerbated with early childhood mental health problems, but may also be a sign of other problems, is extreme sleep difficulties that don't respond to primary care interventions. So recommendations of sleeping in a quiet place, having a routine, those kinds of things. If a child doesn't have a positive response to those, it's very stressful for parents, and they may need a little bit of extra support to think about what strategies might be helpful or why the child's having so much trouble sleeping.